The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlaha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asiyadav Maybe Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Daf kof yod dalet. Today's daf is being studied on the Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem t'nichenu b'gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashilema Sarah bat Rachel. Inna refanala, inna refanala, inna refanala fatanevich v'taguf. We begin today's daf on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Bet, and we begin two lines from the bottom. Rav Yitzchak Bar Besna Irkesu Le Maftehe Debe Medresha Birshut Arabim Beshabeta. He lost his keys, the rabbi that is, lost his keys in the Reshut Arabim on Shabbat, meaning he was not able now to bring the keys from the Reshut Rabim, if he found them, bring them back to the synagogue, because you're not allowed to carry in the Reshut Rabim on Shabbat. So comes the Gemara and says, "Atanikamed Rabbi Pedat." So he went in front of Rabbi Pedat. He told him, "Amale zil go debar tale v'talia. Go orchestrate that a boy and a girl, meaning the children, should go v'netaylu." At time, and they should go play in that area of the Reshut Rabim where the keys were lost. And if they find the key, what are they going to do? So they can bring it. So what do we see in this Gemara? Gemara says, Alma Kasavar, we learn from over here that the Bipedat must hold Katan Ochen Nebelot. If a Katan is eating Nebelot, which means he's eating something that's Isur de Oraita, and Bedin Metsuvin, Nafrisho. Bedin is not obligated to stop him. So therefore, that's why I told them, go put the kids over there, they'll bring the keys. Once they bring the keys on their own, you don't have to stop them. Even though carrying the Reshut Rabim on Shabbat is Isu Deoraita. So we see over here that what? If a child is doing Isu Deoraita, for example, eating Nevelot, or for that matter, any Isu Deoraita. The reason why the Gemara chooses Nevelot, because you might have thought eating Nevelot is worse, because it's metamtem the lev. It makes the temtuma lev. It affects the person's neshama. Still, the Gemara says, even Nevelot, if a child is eating it on its own, you don't have to stop him. So the Gemara says, Nema Messiah, let's bring it to Ayat. Lo yomar adam nitinok, a person cannot tell a child, haveli mafteya, haveli chotam. You cannot tell him on Shabbat, bring me the key from the Reshut Rabim, or bring me my seal. Ela manichot tolet, but you could leave him on his own to be tolesh something, which means to uproot something from the ground. Manichot zorek, and you can leave him to throw something, which means, well, you can't tell him to do it, but you don't have to stop if he's doing it. So the Rishonim has a question. You started off with a case of, you can't tell him to bring the key, but you could leave him being tolesh. So why did you start with one thing and then go to a different thing? So the Mephazim explained, because by telling him to bring a key, it's not necessarily that he's going to do Isu Deoraita, because he could stop every less than four amot, and stop less than four amot, it's not a Deoraita. So the Gemara wanted to give an example, where even if it's a Vadai Deoraita, which you're telling him to tolesh something from the ground, still you don't have to stop him. So you have an ayah. So the Gemara, Abaye, Amar Abaye, you have no ayah. Why? Tolesh ba'asit she'enu nakuv, zorek bekarmelit rabbanan. I can tell you that this case of his, you don't have to stop, because he's only doing Isu Rabbanan. Why? Because he's being tolesh something from ma'asit she'enu nakuv, which means from a flower pot that's not connected to the ground, which is not a hole on the bottom of it, therefore it's only Isud Rabbanan, or he's throwing in a Karmelit, and therefore it's really Isud Rabbanan, and therefore we do not have an ayah that you could tell him or allow him to do something that is Isud Deoraita. What was his ayah? He was bringing an ayah. Right, wasn't when they bring it ayah, and Gemara says, "Lema Messiah." Right, we thought it was a Messiah. So what was the ayah? So we had a Hava Amina that it was in the Hava Amina they're explaining it.
So what's the answer now?
The Maskana. Tashema. I don't know. I have to check what the Maskana. We're only explaining the Hava Amina. Tashema. Oved Kochavim Sheba Lechabot. You have a Braita. Oved Kochavim Goy. He's coming to extinguish a fire on Shabbat. Right? There's a fire on Shabbat. He's coming to extinguish it. Enomim lo kabe. You're not allowed to tell the Goy, extinguish. Ve'al tekabe. But you don't have to tell him, don't extinguish. Because if he's doing it on his own, you don't have to stop him. We're not obligated to stop goyim. Which means the law of Shabbat does not apply to us, the gabed goyim. However, katana, but if a katana is coming to extinguish a fire on Shabbat, omrim lo al techabe. You have to tell him, don't do it. Why? Shvitato alehem. Oh, so what do you see over here?
What is that different?
You see over here that you have to stop a katan on something that is isud or not. He's going to do it on his own, lechaura, and you have to stop him because a katan yahayav on a shvita. Oh, so what do you see over here? That really katan eno ochen nevelot, which means. If we're telling that a katan ochen nevelot, so if the kid's going to put out the fire, let him go put it out. But so you're not allowed to, you have to stop him. So what do you see over here? You see the opposite. Now, as a side point, you have to say over here that we either we're going according to the biyudas shitan masechet shabbat that says the melachas shenas nikal gufas hayav medoraita, because really putting out a fire on Shabbat is the melachas shenas nikal. Because really, you don't need the coals. You're just extinguishing the fire to save the house. So therefore, we need a doraita case. Or you can say the case where the guy needs the coals, and therefore it's Yisur Doraita. But the point is, the Gemara is telling you have to stop the kid. Oh, so Gemara says, Amar Yohanan be'ose al-da'at Abiv. Now the case is where his father is standing right there, and the kid knows that his father wants him to put out the fire, so it's as if his father is telling him, put it out. So in that case, over there, he's doing it al-da'at Abiv, that's like his father is telling him to do it. But if he did it on his own, the Kerami would be mutar. That's the way the Yohanan answers. Oh, the Kevateh, so similarly, you have to explain, Gabe Ovet Kuchavim. By the case of the Ovet Kuchavim, the Ose al-da'at Yisrael. Right? Just like you're saying, the kid is doing it al-da'at Abiv, must be the Goy is doing it al-da'at Yisrael. Misha, is that permissible? Ovet Kuchavim adata, the Gemara answers, Ovet Kuchavim adata the Nafsi Abiv. The Goy is doing it, not for the Yisrael, he's doing it for himself, because he knows if he puts out the fire, the Jew is going to pay him after Shabbat money. So therefore, he's not doing it because the Jew. He's doing it for himself. So therefore, it's okay. Tashema ben Haver. You have a son of a Tamil Chacham. Shidagil lelech etzel abi imoy. Goes to his grandfather's house. Ama'aris. Who's Ama'aris? Er hoshashim shema yachilu devarim shena mitukanim. Which means we don't hoshash that maybe his grandfather's going to give him fruit that was not taken from it. Ma'asrot. Now we're talking over here, let's say it's talking about ma'asrot that are chayav bedoraita. Matzab yado perot. Let's say you find the kid's holding fruit from his grandfather's head. And zakuklo. You don't have to stop him. Which means you let him eat it. So what do you see over here? That even though you have a hashash of if isu doraita, you don't have to stop the child. Amar Rabbi Yohanan b'demai yekilu. This is demai, which is even though it might be hashash isu doraita, but what's demai? Demai is just a fake if the amaris took maaser or not. Really, we have a rule of amaris maasrinim, and therefore, since the majority take maaser, even though you have a hashash doraita, we can be more mekel. Oh, ela tama de demai. No, so the only reason why you're being mekel in this case is why. Because it's demai. Ha vadai. But let's say it was vadai, you knew it was tebel. Ba'a l'asureh. Which means you're not going to let the katan eat it. So which means what? You would not be allowed to be ma'achil a katan nevelot min ha-Torah. Oh, so Gemara says, this is Rabbi Yohanan's answer. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Ve'amar Rabbi Yohanan be'ose al-da'at abib. What do you mean, Rabbi Yohanan? You just answered above by the case of Shabbat. That the only reason why it was asur for him to put out the fire, because he was doing it with his father's wishes. Mashma, that if his father didn't tell him to do it, he did it on his own, you don't have to stop him. So make up your mind, Rabbi Yohanan. Do you have to stop the katan, or don't you have to stop the katan? Rabbi Yohanan is being soter himself. Ela Rabbi Yohanan sapuke misafkele. In truth, Rabbi Yohanan himself is misupak. If you have to stop a katan from doing Yisur Doraita or not. Kai hacha, when he got to the Braitot that brought a proof that was mashma that you don't have to stop him, matre. So he pushed it the other way. Kayacha, when he got to the Braitot that were mashma, you do have to stop him, matre. He pushed it the other way, which means it's not conclusive to Rabbi Yohanan. So every time he brings a proof, he's able to be doched the other way. Tashema ben Haver Kohen, right? The son of a Kohen. Shenagil elech etzel abimo, goes to his grandfather's house, Kohen Ama'ares, who's a Kohen Ama'ares, and Hosheshim Shema Yachilinu Terumat Teme'ah. We're not Hoshesh that maybe his grandfather's going to feed him Terumat Teme'ah. It's the Sud Oraita to eat Terumat Teme'ah. Matzah Biyado Perot, and let's say you found in the kid this fruit, and Zakuklo. Oh, so you don't have to stop him. Oh, so you see what? You could be Ma'achil in Nevelot, and you don't have to stop him. Katan Ochel, not Ma'achil. Katan Ochel, you don't have to stop him. Comes Gemara and says, Betrumat Rabbanah. No, I'll tell you over here, it's only talking about what the Terumah is with Rabbanah. Someone say even Terumah, it means Terumah is Manazeh. The Terumah is Manazeh, all of it's Rabbanah, and therefore, it is no problem. But the Uraita, maybe it is a problem. Tashema, Yonek Tinok, a child who is nursing, is allowed to continue nursing Veholech, Me'avodat Kochavim. He can go nursing from a Goya, Umebehemat Teme'ah, for that matter, from an animal that is Teme'ah, Ve'en Hoshashim. And you don't have to worry. Be Yonek Shekets, He can even go to a rodent, let's say, and be yonek. Ve'lo ya'achilenu nevelot utrefot shekasim urmasim. Now, even though he can nurse from these tame animals, you're not allowed to feed him biyadayim nevelot, terefot, shekasim urmasim. U'mekulan yonek mehem ve'afilu b'shabbat. Even on Shabbat. Chachadush, we're going to see that on Shabbat, really, it's asur to pull out the milk from, let's say, an animal. That's a sur of mefarek. Mefarek is a tolda of dash. Dash is threshing. Just like threshing, what do? You beat the wheat, the kernel, and you separate it from its chaff, and you take out the hita. So the same thing over here. You're separating the ochel, the milk, from the psoleh, from the dad of the animal. So therefore, really, it should be asur. But what? We're not worried. We're on Shabbat, the katag go to the tame animal and do it. Ubagadol asur. But in the gadol, it's asur for two reasons. Number one, it's asur because it's a tame animal. And number two, if it's Shabbat, it's going to be asur because of mefarek. Toda dedash. Abba Shaul omer, noagim ayinu, shiyonkim behemat teura biyom tov. Abba Shaul says, we had a minhag, that on Yom Tov, we used to be yonek, we used to nurse from Behema Tehora. Okay, well, exactly, see exactly how is he allowed to do it on Yom Tov? L'chaura, you have a Isur of Mefarek. So the Gemara will explain. Katarimiya, but what do you see from this Braita? En Hosheshim Biyonek Shekets. Which means you see over here that we're not worried when the baby, when the infant is being nursing, or the child, I should say, is being Yonek from a Shekets, you don't have to stop him. Gemara says, Ata Mishum Sakana. No, different case. Over here, the child's in danger. If he doesn't nurse, he's going to die. So Gemara says, Iyache Gadonameh. Well, if that's the case, you're talking about a case of sakana, so even a gadol should be allowed to. Why did you have to say gadol? No. Gemara says, gadol b'ray umdina. Difference is, a gadol, before you let him go do it, you have to make an assessment, which means you have to check him out to make sure he's with sakana. Gemara says, katan namin live in the b'ray umdina. If that's the case, you need assessment, so the chara, you should make an assessment on the katan as well. Amar avuna, b'red rav Yoshua, stam tinok mesukan etzel chala, which means you don't have to make an assessment. Stam tinok, he's always in danger, which means he needs the milk. If he doesn't have the milk, he's going to be in sakana. So therefore, even on Shabbat, you can go take him and give him to the animal over there. It's not the kesher. You have no ra'ayah that what? You can be machin the velot to a, that you don't have to stop a katan from eating the velot. Which maybe really katan, you have to stop him. But why? In this case, since he's besakana, and doesn't even umdina, because halav is special, he's the first sustenance, so therefore, there was mutar. Abba Shaul omer, noagim ayinu shiyon kimi behemat teorah biyom tov. Abba Shaul says what? The custom they had was that they were yonek, just the adults. They were yonek from the children, I mean, but the point is they were drinking the milk from the animals on Yom Tov. Hechidame, what's the case? Idi ika sakana. If it's talking about the case, the people were in sakana, they needed the milk. Afilu b'Shabbat name. Then you forget about Yom Tov. Yom Tov is only Yisur Lav. Shabbat is Yisur Sekira. So even Yisur Shabbat should be permissible. Vidi reka sakana. If there's no sakana, afilu b'Yom Tov asur. So therefore, even on Yom Tov should be asur, because bottom line, it's mefarek to ladedash. Lo tzirika di ika tzara. We're talking about over here where, let's say, the child was in Tzar, which means they were in, or the people, they had tzar, they were in anguish. V'kasabar mefarek el ahariyadu. And this over here is not a normal case of mefarek. Because normally, how do you milk an animal? You milk the animal with your hands, you pull the milk out. This over here, they milk me out by nursing, by sucking it out. So that's really mefarek, which is kel ahariyadu, which really only should be asur, medrabanai, because you're doing it in a not normal fashion. Shabbat the isur sekira. Shabbat way, let's say if you did it in a normal way, it would be isur sekira. Gazru rabanan, to say what? That if you did it kel ahariyadu, it's going to be asur. Yom tov the isur lav. Yom tov, even if you did it in the normal way, it's only isur lav. In the case where there is tzar. So therefore, in this case, where there was tzar, so they were able to nurse from the animals on Yom Tov. Tashema, the Pasuk says, by Shkatzim. The Pasuk writes, Lo tochelun ki sheketzim. Which means you're not allowed to eat them because these rodents over here that crawl on the ground, they're considered shekets. So the Gemara's Doresh, Lo ta'achilum. It's coming to teach us what? That you cannot feed them. Which means it's warning the gedolim over the kitanim, the adults over the minors. To what? My lab, the amar lihu lo tochilu. Which means, what does it mean? That you have to warn the adults, to warn the children, and tell them, don't eat. Which means, if you see a child eating a shekets, you have to stop him. Also, you see what? Katan eno echel nevelo. You have to stop the child. You have to tell the child, lo tochilu. Kabbalah says, lo, the lo nisfule biyadayim. It means you can't give it to them to eat. But if they're eating it on their own, you don't have to stop them. Tashema, kon nefesh mikem lo tochal dam. Right? You're not allowed to eat the blood. Lazir gedlim al katanim. Again, to warn the adults over the minors. Maidav de'amri lo tochilu.
Right? Must be you're telling the minor what? Don't eat the blood. So it means why you have to stop him from Yisud Oraita. Gemara says, no, that's why you cannot give it to him b'yadayim. You cannot give it to him directly. But you don't have to stop him if he's doing it on his own. Tashema emor v'amarta. That's the pasuk that talks about the Yisud of Tum'ah by Kohanim. Nazir gedolim ala katanim. Right? To warn the adults to the minors. My love, the amar liu lo tetmu. You must have to tell the katan, don't become tamim. You have to stop him from making Yisud the Oraita. Gemara says, "No, de lo litmu lehu biyadayim. You cannot mitameh them biyadayim, but you do not have to stop them." So basically, we have three pesukim that teach us the same thing. We have one pesuk by shekets, one pesuk by dam, one pesuk of tumah, and what's the common denominator in all of them? That you cannot give it to them biyadayim, right? But you don't have to stop them. So Gemara says, "Veserike." Right? You need all three. Derashodi ashmi'inam. Shekatsim, if you only told me shekatsim, I'd say, you know why we're mahmir by shekatsim? Mishum de isuran bemashu. Because isur shekats is even the size of an adasha, the size of a lentil. So therefore, could be I would be mahmir. Abal dam, de'ad de'ikar vi'it. The isur of dam is only isur up to a vi'it. Emalo, maybe I'm not going to be so mahmir. And that's why I have to say dam. V'yashmi'in and dam, let me go the other way. If we would have said dam, mishub di'ika karet, because if you eat blood, it's mishub karet, that's why mahmir. Avash shiratzim, emalo. Good. V'yashmi'in haritart, if let's say we said two of them, let's say we did dam and shekets, mishum di suran chave bakol. Because it applies to Kohanim, Levi'im, Yisraelim, that's why it's going to be mahmir. Aval tum'ah, emalo, since tum'ah only applies to Kohanim, I would think maybe we could be lenient. V'yashmi'in tum'at Kohanim, maybe if you're going to tell me only tum'at Kohanim, I'm sorry, V'iva Ashmina Tum'ah, comma, Kohanim Shani. I could argue and say what? Kohanim are different. Mishum, Diriba, Bahem, Mitzvot, Yeterot. Because we know the Kohanim, there's a lot of extra mitzvot that they have on them, a lot of humrot, right? That they're allowed to do. So therefore, like, they're allowed to marry certain ladies and so on and so forth. So therefore, I would have thought that maybe by Kohanim, we're more Mahmir, to know this fool, they be Adam, Avalhani, Emanos, Rikat. So that's why you need to tell me all the cases. Tashema. So we come down and bring few more questions. Shene Achim. This is a quote from the Mishnah. You have two brothers. Echad pikeach ve'at chadesh. One brother is a pikeach. One is a chadesh. Nisuin. Shte achayot pikot. They marry two pikot. Good. Met chadesh ba'al pikeachat. Now the chadesh died. So the pikeachat falls now to Yibum. Ma yase pikeach ba'al pikeachat. What is the pikeach going to do? Who's married to the pikeachat? Tetze mishum achot isha. Well, his marriage is a midoraita marriage. Therefore, this lady that's falling to him, only from a rabbinical marriage. So therefore, the Doraita marriage overrides this rabbinical, because you have a situation of Yachot Ishto. So therefore, he does not have to make a Yibum, he does not have to make a Halitza. However, the opposite, Med Pikeach Bal Pikachat, let's say the Pikeach died, not a Pikachat is falling, that's a Doraita falling, Mayase Hirish Bal Pikachat, his marriage is only Medrabanan Motsi Et Ishto Beget, because now he cannot stay with his wife, because his wife is not considered Achot Zekukato. Right? Because now he has a zika de oraita, so he cannot stay with his wife. Ve'esh tachiv asura le'olam. And he's not allowed to go with the pikachat forever. Why? Because since he's a chadesh, chadesh cannot make chalitza. Because since he cannot have amira, he's not allowed to he's unable to talk. So chalitza is an option. He cannot make yibum either, because now it's a chot gerushato. So therefore, that lady over there is going to be asur forever. Oh, so Gemara has a question. Amai motzi et tishto beget. Why are you telling the Chiresh that he has to get divorced to his wife? Because you're saying it's a suit for him to stay with his wife. Titiv gabeh. Let him stay married. Katan ochen develotu. Which didn't you just tell me that what? That you don't have to stop a katan from doing Yisud Oraita? So why are you forcing him to get a divorce? Just like if he's eating nevelot, you don't have to stop him. Let him stay married. Why are you telling me we have to get divorced? So Gemara says, very simple, Mishum Yisura Dida. I'm not worried about his Yisur. I'm worried about his wife's Yisur. Yisur of the Pikachat. She ready to get all that. She has that. So therefore, the only reason why he's saying to get divorced, I can tell you, is because of her Yisur. But Gemara gives another question. Tashema Shnei Achim Pikim. This case, you have two brothers. They are both Pikim Nisuim Shtei Achayot. Achat Pikachat. Ve'achat Chereshet. Good. Met Pikeach Ba'al Chereshet. The Pikeach died, so the Chereshet now is falling. What is the Pikeach married to the Pikeach going to do? Nothing. Since his marriage is the Oraita, so therefore she's considered a Hotashto, there's no Yibum, there's no Halitza. She goes out. Met Pikeach Ba'al Pikeach. But the other case, if the Pikeach died, now the Pikeach falls. What is the Pikeach married to the Chereshet have to do? Motzi et Tishto Beget. Obviously, he has to give his wife a divorce because of the Oraita Zika is on. I mean, if he's not allowed to be with his wife because she's considered a hot zikukato, ve'eshet achiv b'chalitza. Correct, which means now the pikeach is able to make a chalitza, because the pikeach can make a chalitza, cannot make a yibum, because obviously it's achot gerushato, but he's able to make a chalitza. But what do you see over here? That we're telling the guy to get divorced. Why are you telling me that while he's motzi his wife with a get, titib gabe, let him stay married. Don't we have the rule, katan oche nevedotu? So the Gemara says, again, that's the case of the pikeach married to the hereshet. Right? Oh, the hereshet, what's the difference? She said, katanah, let us stay married. Gemara says the opposite, mishu misuradideh. This time already you're right about his isur, because he's the pikeach. Gemara asked the both sides. Now the Gemara asks the third question. Gemara says, amar rabah, tashemah, shine achim. You have two brothers in this case. Echad heresh, vahad pikeach. Oh, nisuin neshte achayot, echad pikachat vahad hereshet. Which means the pikeach is married to the pikachat and the hereshet is married to the hereshet. Met cheresh, bal hereshet. Okay, now so the hereshet fell, no problem. Maya said pikeach bal pikachat. What is the pikeach going to do now? Married to the pikachat. Tetzim mishum achot eshto. His marriage is deoraita. There's no yibum, there's no chalitza, because the achot eshto, no problem. But the question's on the other side. Met pikeach bal pikachat. Not that, let's say the pikachat falls. Maya said cheresh bal hereshet. What does the couple, the hereshet and the hereshet do? Motzi et eshto beget, because we say that there's a zika deoraita, therefore it's achot zikut kadur, cannot stay married. And what happens? Ve'esh et achayv asura le'olam. He cannot make a yibum because it's achot gerushato. He cannot make a halitza because the hereshet cannot make a halitza. Oh, ve'achad de'lav isura dida'ika ve'lav isura dide'ika. In this case over here, it's both the hereshet and the hereshet. And therefore, you can't tell me, but the question is going to be, let them stay married. Right? Because we say, katano chindifidot, you have to stop them. And don't tell me, because of the other one, what do you mean? He's a chereshet and she's a chereshet. So therefore, the ketani motzi teshto veget. Which is why you're telling me that the chereshet and the chereshet have to get divorced, let them stay married, and you can't answer me like you've been answering me in the past two cases, oh, it's for the issur of the husband, because I'm worried about the issur of the wife, who is a pikahat or a pikeach. Here, both of them are chereshet and chereshet. So therefore, the chaura, why shouldn't you allow them to stay married? Ay, katano chindifidot. Kibra answers, the Gemara's answer is over here for a simple reason. We're going to make a gezerah. What's the gezerah? If you're going to let these people stay married, the people are going to think that the pikahat is mutan leshuk. Because what are they going to say? Oh, you know what the reason why they didn't get divorced? Because this is the case of a hot ishto, that therefore there's no yibum, there's no halitza. They're going to say, no, she's mutan. They're not going to know the reason why we're keeping them married is because of katan o chen nevelot. Really, in truth, this lady is asur to the shuk. Because really, she has either, she can't make, a yibum cannot be done, and a halitza cannot be done, she's asur to marry to the shuk. So again, it's a gizrah. Really, I'll tell you, minadin, katan ochel, nevedot. And really, the haresh should be able to stay married. Because of the gizrah, the people are going to misinterpret and think, oh, the reason why they're staying married, because this lady didn't fall. Because they have the case of Ahot Ishto. It's really not a case of Ahot Ishto. Because really, their marriage is only midrabanan. Her Zika is the Oraita. And therefore, she cannot be Mutal Ashuk. So, because of this Gezerah, therefore, we don't let them stay married. Adlan Alach Heresh. Just a few Alachot that come out of this daf. The first Alachah is quoted in Shohar Arukor Haim Siman Shim Mimgim Alachah Aleph. Katan Ochen Nevelot O She'ar Esurim. וכן אם מחלל שבת, כל שעושה לדעת עצמו, אין בית דין מצווין להפרישו. So Maran is posek that really if a Katan is doing Yisud Oraita, וכן נבלות, חלו שבת, you do not, בית דין does not have to be מפרישם. אבל, אביב, but his father, מצווה לגעור בו להפרישו מייסור. Now we're discussing a new question of it. You have the question of חינוך. The child, the father has a mitzvah of chinuch, therefore he should rebuke his child from isur the oraita. Okay, that's all machloket if the mother also has a mitzvah of chinuch or not. Comes the mefarshim over here, and they say like this. There's a famous Hafetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berura. It's quoted in the Mishnah Berura. In the same siman, in Seif Katan Gimal, he writes like this: "Im shama lebno ubitoa ketanim shemit daberim lashon ara." Here's his kids; they're talking lashon ara. Mitzvah likor b'hem. You have to give them a rebuke. Ulafisham is and stop them.
V'chem in machloket. See the kids fighting. Machloket is isudoraita. You have to stop them. It's isuri. You know what you're fighting for. V'sheker, or they're lying. V'kenalot, or they're cursing. U'bavorteru arabim, kama nikshalim baze, shemanihim lebneihem ledaber lashon hara, v'rechilut, v'lekalel, v'na'aseh murgal baze. They become used to it. It becomes second nature. Kol kach, ad she'afilu kashinet gadlev v'shtomer shesh baze isur gadol. Now when they get older, they hear that already it's asur, it's too late. Kashelu lefrosh vergedo. Already he was accustomed to it when he was young, his father never rebuked him. V'haya davar etzlo b'chizkat eter. Furthermore, there's another case they have over here from the Peskei Maharayin, Siman Samech Bet. The Rama writes it in Shimim Gimel Al Aleph. Katan Shikat Abiv. Let's say when he was a minor, he had his father, maybe Sudoraita. Or Eved, or Avar Shara Avero Pekadu. He didn't any other Avera. Afapish and Sarik Teshuvah, Kashi Yignal, even though he doesn't really need Teshuvah, because when a Katan next Yisud is really not Hayav, Mikol Makob Tovlo Shikabela Alatsmo Ezadavar, the Chuval Kapara. Afapish Shavar Kodim Shasabar Ochin. Still, he should do something, if he remembers, to make a tikkun for the Kapara. So that really the question is, what's the age over here what we're talking about? So the Mefashim say like this. Mishtabra writes, "V'shi'ura gil shebo mechoyav bechinuch beno." What's the age that you have to start being mechanech the children? Nafrishot, be mefrishim. So he says there's three halukim. Hachinuch b'mitzvat aseh. When it comes to positive commandments, for example, putting on a talit, shaking a lulav, etc. Who bechod tinok lefi harifuto v'yidiato? It's according to the child's chokmah. Bechod davar lefi enyor kigon. Hayodeh me'anyere Shabbat. The very concerned to understand Shabbat. Hayav l'argilu l'shmo kiddush v'avdala. You have to bring him to the table for kiddush. Let him hear the avdala. Hayodeh yol ta'atef kalacha. When he's of the age, he can know how to put on a talet kalacha. Hayav b'sisin. V'chein kol ka yosim b'zeh. Ben b'mitzvot aseh shtetura. Ben b'shed dvei sofri. When it's mitzvot aseh, the right ad rabbanan. Bet. Chinuk belo ta'aseh, when it comes to the lo ta'aseh, to refrain, and ben shel Torah, ben shel devei sofrim, hu bechot tinok shu bar havana, shemevin, he has the understanding, ki she'omrim lo sheze asu la'asot. He understands me, you tell him this is forbidden, or you tell him this is forbidden to eat. Aval tinok she'no bar havana klal, for example, let's say he's 2 years old, he doesn't understand what does it mean, you're telling him this is asur and things like this, en abim mesuvel lemonoro ba'al korcho, he doesn't have to stop him, מלאכול מאכלות אסות ומחלות שבת אפילו באיסור של תורה כיוון שאינו מבין כלל העניין מה שמורו he doesn't even understand what are you stopping him for he doesn't understand Shabbat doesn't understand what exactly the reason is וכן אם היה כהן if let's say the father is a כהן אין צריך להוציאו מבית שהטומאה בתוכו you don't have to he's in the house playing with the טומאה you don't have to take him out אלא כאילו בר עבירה he understands already a little אזי מצווה להביא להוציאו כדת ושום מן האיסור מחמת מצוות חינוך okay that's that Okay. He writes over here in the Halakha. It's coming from actually the Rambam in Hilchot Shabbat. Katan she'asa b'Shabbat davar shu mishum shevut. Kegon shetalash ma'asit she'enu nakuv. Let's say he took from a flower pot that was not connected to the ground. Oh, tiltul bekarmelit. He's carrying a karmelit. V'chein im asad davar sheyesh bo mishum melacha deoraita en bet din mitzuvim lafrisho. Again, so bet din is really not chayav to be mafrisho. Or both cases even a deoraita. V'chein im inicho abiv en memachin biyados. Even if his father left him, we're not. But again, we already saw Maran that Maran wrote that really the father should be mechanech his child on isur deoraita.
No.
In the Rambanan he writes. Yeah, he says mi isur deoraita. So he says over here. He writes keno sifarama bechalam shtabrula. תועדין אף ביסוד רבנן חייב להפרישו, שהרי מחויב לחנוכה מזוד רבנן. וכושקין שחייב להפרישו, ועד כמה שאתה אולי אתה משום דרק בסוד אולי אתה ביתין כופין על האב. That's the difference. משום דה אולי אתה ביתין כפוס תופעה אותה אינפוס את חינוך. אז הבנן היא כן אינפוס, בדרך כלל מהלד, אולי אתה לבנן היא אסת בי אינפוס. אוקיי, we continue the next פרק. We go to Perek 15. Now let's just review some of the laws that we learned earlier in the Masechet, because this is a continuation. We learned earlier in the Masechet that one witness comes along and says, that a lady who was married, her husband died, so Betin is going to allow this lady to get married even on the testimony of one witness. And we explained that the logic was, or one of the sifarot was, because Isha Daikam in Siva, that a lady is not going to get married without
doing her due diligence and making the investigation that the husband truly was dead, and therefore he can be lenient. And we can afford to be lenient with her to get married, because the rabbis put many kenasot. They put restrictions on this lady that if she went now and got married to somebody else and the husband resurfaces, so therefore they put strict kenasot on this lady over here. For example, she cannot go back to her original husband. So therefore, she's like a mitzvah. She knows that there are going to be punishments over here, so therefore she's going to be careful. So now our new Mishnah is going to discuss now, what about if the lady herself comes along, the wife herself comes along and testifies that her husband died? Does she have a ne'emanut, or are we concerned that she might be lying? So the Gemara says, Ha'isha shalcha hiyu ba'la l'midinat hayam. You have a case where the lady, her and her husband went to Medinat Hayam. Shalom bino libena. And they have shalom bai, which means there's no mahlok between them, living happily. And that's a logic to say that, what? She's not looking to get away from her husband. Right? Vishalom ba'olam. And for that matter, there's peace in the world. You'll see exactly what the Gemara, what the Mishnah has to mean, peace in the world. She came along in front of the rabbis and said, Med ba'ali tenaseh. Already, we can believe her when she says Med Ma'ali. Wow. We don't think she has any ulterior motives over there, because after all, she had Shalom Bayit. And since there was no war in the world, you believe her. What does it mean? Because when there's war in the world, chapter, we're not sure that she sticks around to see the ultimate death of her husband. Mm. Because it's a time of Sakana, right? So, for Run example, let's say her husband went away and he didn't show up after 2 months. So she says to herself, you know what? There's war in the world. Everybody around me is dying. So you know what? Probably my husband died as well. So then when she comes in a time of war, we don't believe her, because could be she really doesn't know her facts. She's just making an assumption. But in this case over here, Shalom Bayit, she has. So if you're not concerned that she's trying to, you know, get rid of her husband over here, because she has Shalom, she loves her husband. And what? There's peace in the world, so you can assume that she was around to see her husband's death. And therefore, she's talking from facts. So in that case over there, you believe her. Mm-hmm. However, similarly, Med Bali, let's say she says, my husband died. We're talking about a case where she did not have children. Techepim will allow the brother to make Yibum. Now, normally a brother cannot make a Yibum unless we know the facts to be true. Otherwise, it's Ma'ez. Ah! But Ad Kedekak, that this one witness is believed, to Matira even to Yibum. Oh, Shalom Bino Lebena. But let's say they had peace between them, which is fine. Umil Hama Ba'olam. But what? There's war in the world. Right? So that's already a factor that she should not be believed. Or the opposite. Ketata bin olibana. They're fighting, they're quarreling amongst themselves. Veshalom ba'olam. And there's peace in the world. But bottom line, in both those two cases, ubat ve'amra met ba'ali ena ne'emenet. She's not believed in such a case. So that's the shita of Tarakama. Comes to be Yehuda and says, Yehuda omen le'olam ena ne'emenet ela imken. Bat bocha ubgadea kiru'in. Which means, even in a case where you have shalom bayit, and there's shalom in the world, when Tanakh comes along and says, that's enough, you believe her, not enough. The Bible says you need circumstantial evidence. You need her to come along crying with her clothes ripped in avelut, and only then are you going to believe her. Which means it's not enough just to have external factors. Shalom ben oli ben av, shalom ba'olam. You have to actually see her herself mourning her husband's death, so to speak, and then already she has a ne'emanut. Amru lo, so the rabbis come along and tell the Bible, whether she's crying or whether she's not crying, as long as there's shalom ben oli ben av, as long as there's shalom in the world, it's already enough that you're going to believe her. So Tosfot comes along and says, Amru lo, ahadzu v'ahadzu tanaseh, en lakshot ha'inu tanakama. Which means, what do you mean? The last shita is the first shita. Right. So it's the same thing. So the Gemara says, da'am ikara lo piresh, imayri afidu b'lo b'ukha b'acha mefareshta. Which means, in the resha, he didn't define to us, are you talking about, he's crying, is he not crying? So the sefa is just explaining the resha. So it's really two shitot in the Mishnah, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama says, as long as you have evidence that what is shalom in the world, and shalom by them, it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, you need shalom in the world, shalom by them, and you have to have her crying. Let's read that she for a second, Aisha, v'shalom ba'olam, she'en sha'at hirum, which is not a time of war. Because if it would be a time of war, what would we say? Detema bededameh me'omid liba. Meaning she's testifying the death of her husband only from estimation. Meaning, let's say it was a time of war, the husband left a month or two. Vadayo il velo hazar. What is she thinking to herself? He didn't return. Hargu l'estim. right? The robbers killed them. Now, do'il ve'lav sha'at chirum. Now, we're saying, if it's not sha'at chirum, ilo hazite demit. If she did not see, haisha likilkula, she's going to be concerned. She doesn't want to lie. Shim yavo lahash tisif temikul kelet. Didn't we learn above that what? There's strict penalties on her. If she goes to get married to somebody else, what happens if her husband shows up? She's forbidden to go back then. And she's forbidden to stay with her husband as well. So therefore, she's hoshesh lekelkula. So therefore, in a case where there's no hashash, we're concerned that she'll be worried about the kelkula, therefore she's not going to testify unless she saw it herself. But at the time of war, she's coming from an estimation. She's coming, or at the time of ketata, she don't care about the kelkula. She wants to just get rid of her husband. So comes the Gemara and says, because by going with the next guy, she can't go back to her husband. So therefore, she wants to spoil her marriage. Okay, ketata veno benada, she says, yesh tomar mitok shesun ato, he, right, she hates the husband, rotzal esur atzma alav. How's she going to forbid herself on him? She'll go with another guy, and the rabbis will come along and say, forbid it, she's happy. So therefore, we do not trust her in that case as well. Comes the Gemara now and analyzes, Tana, shalom beno lebena, you gave a case in the Mishnah. Now, the first case in the Mishnah with this peace between the couple and this peace in the world. Now, the Gemara is assuming that you didn't have to give me that case, because the majority of marriages, there's shalom beno lebena, and there's shalom in the world. So why did you have to start off with such an obvious case? Just give me the Hiddush cases. So the Gemara says, Tana shalom beno lebena, the only reason why we gave a case of shalom beno lebena, mishum dekaba'in demitneh ketata beno lebena, because we wanted to say the Sefa, which is the Hiddush case, where there's a fight between them. Tana shalom ba'olam, the only reason why we gave a case of shalom ba'olam, mishum dekaba'in demitneh milchama ba'olam. Good, that's why Tosafot explains. What's the reason why you don't believe her at the time of war? Which means she comes along and says, meaning it's I didn't see it, but I am assuming. Why? The Savra, because she says like this. Sal katatach bechol aned deiktun hu deiktun hu palit, which means all these people are dying in the war. You think my husband was saved? That's her logic. Why she comes and tells us? What do you think? Everybody's dying left to right. You think my husband was a refugee from the war? Now, im tibsil amar kevan de shalom beno lebena. Oh, but maybe you'll argue and say, wait, if there's peace between them, so therefore, why would she say something that's not accurate? So the Gemara says, Natra ad hajan. Therefore, she's not going to say it until she sees it with her own eyes. So therefore, we should say that even if there's war, as long as there's peace between them, she's going to be daika. She's going to be careful. Gemara says, no. Zimnin, we're worried for certain times. Demahune begira uberumha. Which means, let's say they killed the husband with an arrow or a spear. Vesavra vadaimet. She's going to say to herself, oh, you know what? For sure, he died. And she's not going to stick around to make sure that he died. Why? Because it's dangerous. There's arrows flying all over the place. She doesn't want to be there to get killed. So therefore, she's going to run home. She's going to come to the Beit Din and say, you know what? There's no question. My husband died. I saw the arrows. I saw the sword. What's going to happen? V'ika da'avad simmatre v'haya. And somebody's going to go now and put a tourniquet or a dressing on the wound, and it's going to make him better. And she doesn't know that. So therefore, even at when there's peace between them, it's not enough, because it's the sha'at al-chama. The whole sevara in sha'at al-chama is she doesn't stick around to see the actual death itself. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, b'didameh, ve'omet dibar, writes an assessment. Da'afalgav de'lo hazite demit. Even though she doesn't see that, he died, the parish, the savra, salkatata mecholani dektul, avea pralit vitmiya, which is, everybody else died, my husband's gonna live. Smatre tachboshet, comes Gemara and says, savar rava lememar. Arava originally thought to say, re'abon eno kemilchama. Savar rava lememar. Rava thought to say, re'avon eno kemilchama. Oh, let's say now we've established already war. What's the logic in war? She's not going to be midayek, because she's not going to be around to see the death, therefore we cannot trust her. Oh, what about a famine? Do you say the same thing like in a famine? So the Gemara says, originally he thought to say, you know, the Avon is not like a milchama. De lo amra bidedame, which means what? She'll stick around when she's, when the guy's dying of starvation, where's she running? She'll act, when she comes on and says, I saw my husband die of starvation, she could say she was there and she saw it. So therefore you can trust her. Hadar amar avar le'avon aneu kemilchama. No, at the end of the day, even when she tends to find that her husband died of starvation, it's possible she wasn't there to see the actual death itself. Why? Dahi de atal kamed rabba. There was this case where a lady came in front of Rabba. Amra le ba'ali med mirahav. She comes and says, my husband died of starvation. Amar la, shapir avar. You did good. This is bat nefshech. You saved yourself, which means it's good you ran in there, saved yourself. Sadka datak, because you probably thought the bahi purtad de nefefita, the shabak le hava chayeh. You figured to yourself, what do you mean? The little flower that he had left, there's no way he was going to be able to live. So the rabbi was setting her up. Yeah. So the little flower that you left him with, you knew that that wasn't going to sustain him, so you left him. At least you saved your life. So she's trying to set her up that what? You didn't see the actual death. You left him dying, and you thought, good, how's he going to live with that little sustenance that he had? So she comes along and says, Amra le mor na me yada. You're 100% right, Rabbi. Dechihai gavna lo chayev. You're right. He could never live in such a situation. Oh. So what did happen? He proved that she wasn't there. That she was just doing it from an assumption. So therefore we say really the avon is like a milchama. And what's the logic? Because logic is she wants to go eat something. So therefore she's going to sit there and wait till her husband dies. She wants to go save herself. So she's going to run away to get some food. So therefore it is like a milchama. Rashi. Right, the shizvat nafshech, she nachta oto afilu chay. It's okay, you left your husband alive, but it's okay. Ubarach talach, mishum dechit alim edatech, the mahi purtad nefifita, kemach minupa, benapa, haye. What do you think she's going to live with that little sifted flour? Mor name yadash, she comes along and says, yeah, you're right. Alma amra bedidame, she was giving an estimation. Mishum hai ma'aseh, because of that story, Rabba retracted. Hadar amar Rabba, then Rabba came along and made a further statement, and he said, Ra'avon, Giri'am milchama. The avon is even worse than a milchama situation. Why? Deilu milchama, in the case of milchama, let's say, ki amra med bali b'milchama, hu delo mehemna. Right? When she comes along and says, my husband died in the war, we don't believe her. Why? Because we say she didn't stick around to see the ultimate death cause of the sakana. Ha met al mitato mehemna. But even at the time of war, if she comes along and says, I saw my husband die in his bed, okay, dying in his bed, which is no reason why she should be scared. She stuck around, she saw it. However, v'ilu gabere avon. But the avon bed is not enough. Because if she saw her husband starving in the bed, could be she also ran away in order to get food. So therefore, even in bed in the time of the avon is not considered a good enough testimony. So what's the testimony by the avon? Ad the amat met v'kibartiv. She has to say, I saw him die and I buried him. Now she, the ilu b'milchama savra shem barach v'nitzol. Aval b'ra'av hi sivura ech yehyeh. Right, which means when it comes to the war, it could be what? He ran away and he lived. But when it comes to a famine over there, she's thinking, how is he going to be able to live? So when he comes along and says, met v'kibartiv, that's what's even more strict than a case of milchama. Comes again when I continues. Okay, mapolet. What's mapolet? That's a building, let's say, collapsing. Okay? Hareu kimilchama. The amra bididame. Because again, she doesn't see the actual death itself. She's assuming the building fell. Everybody's dead in the building. And she's not going to stick around to go check it out. So therefore, it's like a milchama. So comes the Gemara and says, that she says, Shenafala bayit alav, the building fell on him. Obar ruach sa'ara v'ayam mepil kol batei. There's a strong winds that are knocking down buildings. So the Gemara says, Shilua nechashiv akrabim. Okay, let's say you have snakes and scorpions, right, that are coming into the town. Haren ki milchama. The amra b'didame. Again, she's going to give an estimation because she's not going to stick around because the sakanat is the snake and scorpions. She assumes the husband got bitten by a snake. The stamai died. Amra debir. When it comes to debir, debir is pestilence. Pestilence means, let's say, there's a plague, but people are dying. Amri la hareu ki milchama. Someone says like milchama. Therefore, she is not believed because she's not around to see the actual death. And someone will say, "Amri la eno ki milchama." Amri la eno ki milchama. Da'ani b'didame. Because she's going to give an estimation. Because she wants to save her own life. She's not going to stick around. She's her husband got pestilence. She's going to run away. And my husband must have died. However, "Amri la eno ki milchama." Someone will say, "No, it's not like milchama." Which means she's going to tell the truth over there. Which means she's not lying. Why? So Gemara said, "Desamche ade amre inche." She's going to rely on the saying that people say. What do people say when it comes to pestilence. Shav shenin hava motana. You can have a 7-year plague of pestilence. The inish belo shane lo azil. A guy's not going to die before his time. Which means the lady knows that. That people, even in time of pestilence, if you're not supposed to die, you're not going to die. And then when she's coming along and testifying that her husband died in pestilence, must be she saw it. And therefore must be she knows about it. And therefore, you can trust her. So it's not like a milchama. Look at Rashi. Mapor, okay, yes, we said that Mapor, that we explained over there. Good. Which means she's going to stick around. She's going to, which means like about herself. Which is, what are we normally worried about? That where there's a sekana for herself, she's going to run. Right? In this case over here, her husband's dying, right? So she's going to say, I don't want to stay here. Maybe I'm going to die myself. She's going to rely on the saying that the people say, listen, don't worry about 7 years of debid. If it's not your time to die, you're not going to die. So she's going to stay there, not being scared of the death. Right? Maybe it's contagious or something like that. She's not going to be worried. Therefore, she's going to see it. Therefore, when she comes along and says, David, you can believe the lady. That's a machloket by David as a go. Either way.